government spend is starting to happen. I mean, they've got $420 billion spend on the cards, which is certainly starting. I mean, you see the car plan there and the other projects that are happening. So that's, I think that towards the end of this year and next year, you're going to see a lot of that money coming into the system. You've also got big spend by Eskom, big spend by Spurnet, and those are definitely going to stimulate steel consumption, especially. Yeah. So our sector, I think, is going to be quite buoyant for, we see for at least the next 5 years that steel demand will be strong. The only possible little cloud on the horizon there is the manufacturing industry. You know, manufacturing uses about 52% of the South African steel consumption. It's a big chunk of the action. But bear in mind, manufacturing is very diverse. Some of those manufacturing guys will be getting a spin-off. For instance, the tube and pipe industry are going to get a spin-off from the infrastructural spend. But where you've got people in the manufacturing industry competing against imported goods, there's obviously pressure there, you know, with a strong rand and with your exporters. So there might be a little bit of pressure there, but I'm quite pleased that the Chinese market is probably one of our biggest threats. Mm-hmm. And there's been a dramatic change in the way the Chinese operate.